The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sean Defoe, you know, Tuesday it's New York, Wednesday it's Ottawa. He gets to see the world. He must be bleary-eyed at this stage. He is tracking on Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who has gone on from the UN General Assembly, and there's a meeting, I think, at Irish time, 12:30 today, with Mark Carney, the Prime Minister. And, of course, all this is very important because of CETA, because of American tariffs. It's reorientated trade, exports, imports and opportunities. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ivan. Yeah, you know, it's a tough job, isn't it? It's a tough gig that I've got this week.
I just wanted to ask you that. Like, are you travelling on the government jet or how does it work?
God, no. The government jet wouldn't get you to the States. No, it's all commercial and of course, punctuated and highlighted by my lovely 5 a.m. wake-up calls every morning to talk to you.
Okay, well, don't be so pleasant about it. I used to do this with the ag correspondents, bring them all around the world on every junket when we'd be trying to flog the beef and so on to food fairs and so on. So, you were speaking to the Taoiseach, I suppose. Trump's speech at the UN General Assembly is still the talking point, is it?
Yeah, it's still the big one. Like, obviously, you had Zelensky speaking yesterday and the Russians both speaking. And they said pretty much what you would expect. A lot of the lines that have been out before in terms of Zelensky criticizing Russia, Russia playing down, as you'll have heard in the news there, the impact of the import of Donald Trump's sort of shift on Ukraine when he said and put out on Truth Social that they could get back a lot of the territory that they've lost. It's the first time that he's said that. But I've been speaking to a lot of some of the Irish who were in the room for that speech about just what it was like. It was so long and so mental in so many aspects of it, and that it was apparently quite tense, that there was a few people, a few different delegations who were trying not to laugh at different points of the speech because some of it, if it wasn't so serious, would have been funny. But that fallout is where we pick up, and I suppose on the side of the Ukrainians, like, look, this has been an issue Micheál Martin's been talking about for an awful long time. What does the peace deal look like here? And I put to him, you know, is this really maybe the start of a shift on behalf of Donald Trump to realize that all along he's been played by Vladimir Putin a little bit?
I think it reflects a closer engagement with Europe and with the coalition of the willing. And members of the administration have attended those meetings. Senators and congressmen have attended a meeting or two of those as well to give their perspectives. So I think what it really reflects is the kind of diplomatic outreach that Europe has engaged in with the US. And I think that is some manifestation of that. It's how I would see it, yeah.
Do you think the message was that people in Europe, like yourself, have been trying to get across that Putin really isn't interested in peace, is now finally reaching Donald Trump, that he's actually come around to the idea that Putin is not the good guy here?
I think he has come around to the view that President Putin is not serious about peace. And certainly, I think President Trump originally felt that maybe Russia wanted an off-ramp and that Russia might have welcomed an opportunity to end this war and get to the negotiating table. I think he's of the view now that that's not the case.
Right. So then there were other ministers. You alluded to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, had been in New York as well. And the Minister for the Environment, Climate Change, Transport, Dara O'Brien is also there, is he?
Yeah, so they're here. Well, I'm in Canada now. I shouldn't keep track of where I even am. And Harris has gone to Washington to open up what apparently is one of our most expensive, but also one of our nicest new embassies around the world, where they're doing this Ireland House project. But like you said, Dara O'Brien has been in New York, and today he's actually speaking at the same event that Sergei Lavrov is speaking at, which should be interesting to watch and see what he has to say to the UN. But I just put it to him because Dara O'Brien is at some of these climate conferences, and they come literally a day after Donald Trump has called climate a hoax, has said that trying to follow renewables is wrecking EU economies, basically came and said that all the policies that Ireland has been trying to follow for the last few years, whether you think they were drag kicking and screaming by the Greens in the last government or not, are absolute nonsense. And just put it to him, you know, what's it like to be in some of these UN climate discussions with some of the small island nations that Ireland's giving money to that are literally disappearing under the waves in the next few years, when one of, if not the biggest contributor, I think second biggest contributor behind China to global greenhouse gases, is now led by a climate denier?
I think there's a determination amongst most states, including Ireland as well, to continue our green transition because it's good economically, it's good for our climate. The expansion of renewables is real, it's happening. And obviously, we don't agree with President Trump's comments in relation to climate change. It's not a con, it's real, it's here, and we have to ensure that we tackle it. I got a sense today from the meeting that we had with colleagues all the way across the world, chaired by Dr. Fadi Barrell at the IEA, that there was a determination, actually, to, if anything, to accelerate what we're doing in that space. But to talk very clearly as well about the economic imperatives of this, but the opportunities that there will be for countries like Ireland.
Yeah, I'm interested in this because I do a lot of ESG conferences, and the truth of it is, when you go into the science of the 2 degrees, 3 degrees warming, it's only really after 2050 it gets perilously serious. And, you know, should Trump, as the midterms in 26, and he won't be on the ballot paper again, he knows that, you know, the climate isn't going to go to hell in a this decade. You know, like, it is a long-term scientific thing, and he'll be out the gap.
Well, this is part of the problem with climate, isn't it? It's trying to convince politicians who run on 4-year, 5-year election cycles that you should be investing in something you will never see the benefits from and take the pain of that in the interim. And quite often, like what I'll be interested in seeing from Ireland's point of view in the budget that's coming up, climate issues get pushed aside when the economy gets difficult. We saw it during the financial crash where there was basically a 6-7-8 year pause on any climate measures. And now that things are getting a bit tight with tariffs, albeit still going to be a relatively expansionary budget, but not nearly what we've seen in the last few years. I wonder, will that get pushed to the side as well?
Even more direct is the carbon tax. Like, everyone's getting energy costs, cost of living package. There's another hike in the carbon tax contained in the budget. And carbon taxes, you know, are really very impactful. Like, there's a real life short term versus long term.
Oh, completely. And that, but something that they will get absolute stick for, and you can guarantee that the opposition are going to, or at least Sinn Féin are going to consistently say that's something that shouldn't be in there and that they will get hammered for. So it's an interesting one to try and see them have the playoff of that and do, you know, what's that phrase that the best leadership comes from people who are willing to plant trees they'll never sit under the shade of. And that's just not coming on the international stage. At the same time, though, and I remember being here and being in Texas in March for the Taoiseach's visit then, when he was over for St. Patrick's Day, and I was speaking to some of the oil companies who were there, and they were talking about, look, yeah, Trump is saying this, but this is Texas. We've been drill, baby, drill for 50 years, but we realize the future is in renewables. And regardless of what Trump says, we're going to invest there. So there is one thing that the leader is saying, and there's other things that actual company and commerce is doing.
Okay. Talk to me about the Canada leg of the trip. Obviously, the CETA is the trade agreement between the EU and Canada. And there was a little bit of a row. Some of the left were against ratifying it. All that now changed because Canada and Mexico have been very badly impacted by the tariffs. What's on the agenda in terms of closer cooperation between Canada and Ireland?
So he's got to schedule a meeting today. Now, it is very much a flying visit. The Taoiseach got in about 10 o'clock last night. He's going to be gone by 5 o'clock this evening. So it's about a 17, 18 hour trip. But there's quite a bit packed in. The highlight of that being the meeting with the Prime Minister, Mark Carney, also the Governor General as well, and meeting some of the Irish officials here too, the new Ambassador, John Concannon. The CETA, people will remember, the Greens took a High Court and ultimately a Supreme Court challenge against it and won that. Former TD Patrick Costello, that it was unconstitutional. It requires a bit of legislation change, which is working its way through the Oireachtas and under pre-legislative scrutiny now. The big question, to give the simplified version, I suppose, was over this idea of investor courts, that if a government made a decision that on climate or anything else that impacted the bottom line of some of these courts that were, or some of these companies that were operating under the deal, that they could maybe take a case for recompense. The Taoiseach and Tánaiste both saying they feel that that issue has been totally addressed, because actually a lot of CETA, a lot of what was in the trade deal, even though we haven't ratified it, has still been in place. Like, there's been nearly a doubling of trade between Ireland and Canada since 2017. Ireland is now the 10th largest source of foreign direct investment into Canada. And there's about 22,000 jobs in Ireland that are directly as a result of Canadian multinationals. But in the tariff era, when Trump has called Canada and Ireland very firmly in the sights, the thinking is we need to cooperate more and build a greater relationship, because the American question, through, be it through, you know, fees on visas, this new €100,000 fee or $100,000 fee that Donald Trump is bringing in or anything else. You just can't really rely on America as a consistent trade partner. So look, all of that's going to be discussed today. They're really going to try and build up a relationship that already economically has been growing legs over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and of course, Carney, well known to us, former governor of the Bank of England, Mayo roots. Maybe they're going to announce he's going to do a state visit to Ireland or something like that. You know, these set pieces thing, you know, with a conference and a kind of summit type thing, they have some news element to it. Are you expecting that?
Yeah, but not necessarily expecting that directly. Wouldn't be all that surprised if it does come. They met up briefly at the UN at this leaders' dinner the other night, which Donald Trump was also attending, and which the Taoiseach and Donald Trump had a bit of a brief chat. Apparently, it was all about the Irish Open that's going to happen in Doonbeg next year. So there probably will be some announcement of further investment along that lines. We don't know exactly what that is going to be or to look like yet. But it's interesting. I mean, Mark Carney is an interesting character. I know the Taoiseach has been reading bits of his book, which is quite economically heavy rather than necessarily politically heavy, apparently. So they'll have quite a bit to chat about, and the one bit of controversy, I suppose, that might come up, of course, is kneecap, because Canada has banned kneecap from entering the country and have accused them of inciting violence, inciting hatred, and some of the gigs that they were due to play in October, November, obviously now having to be cancelled. So it'd be interesting to see what the Taoiseach thinks about them restricting the entry of Irish citizens that way.
Yeah. He's not going to go to the cross for kneecap, I'd say. But anyway, fascinating. Well, look, there'll be regular reports and updates as the Taoiseach goes from Ottawa back home after that summit. Sean Defoe will bring you it all. Thanks, Sean.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.